Requez Gill. Mr. Carlson.
May it please the court, counsel. What I would like to argue to the court today is that I am not suggesting that a judge cannot consider factors under different 3553 prongs. But I think the problem that I have with the way Judge Feinerman dealt with this is he relied on the same factors over and over and over again without explaining at all why he was doing so, and in addition, not explaining why that made this case different from any of the other illegal reentry cases. And the things that he focused on specifically was the fact that he had illegally reentered after being deported. And to rely on the same factor, that factor, over and over and over again, I think was inappropriate. And I think he did the same thing to a lesser extent with the aggravated battery conviction.
What is it that you want? Do you think he overlooked something? Repetition is not reversible. What is it you think he made a mistake somewhere?
Judge, I think he placed undue reliance on
on
that.
I don't understand that. What should he have? Well, I don't know what you mean by undue reliance.
Well, Mr. Enriquez Gil was convicted and pled guilty to illegally reentering. That was part of the offense for which he was convicted. Judge Feinerman kept on in his 3553.
Well, that's a serious offense, right?
Judge, there is no question it's a serious offense.
What is it that he did that the judge did wrong?
Well, after relying on that as being the offense to which he pled guilty for, and looking at the 3553 factors, he kept coming back to the fact that it was an illegal reentry case.
But he addresses specifically, I'm looking at page 23, he acknowledges that the consequence, the two separate sentencing consequences, he says. One is to the criminal history category. The other is to the 16-level enhancement. He notes that there's nothing intrinsically wrong about that. The commission has said that these things factor in. All we're doing is trying to figure out an appropriate sentence within statutory boundaries, whatever they may be for any particular statutes. And looking at Judge Feinerman's discussion as a whole, it seems to me he touches on quite a few facts. He doesn't just sort of say, oh, here's this one fact, and I'm going to apply it three times. He talks a lot about the particular circumstances of Mr. Enriquez Gil.
But he doesn't do anything to indicate why that makes this case.
Why does he have to? The commission has said this kind of behavior should factor in a couple of different ways to the sentence that you choose. There's no principle that says it can't.
But then I suggest Judge Feinerman should have explained why, how that factor applied in this case. Why was it that that was such a crucial factor in imposing the sentence on Mr. Enriquez Gil?
Why isn't it enough for him to say the guidelines do? I mean, the district judges don't have to go back and give an exegesis on why the guidelines are structured the way they are every time they sentence. If he were doing something wildly outside the guidelines, then maybe you really would want to hear something about that. But why this time?
And the fact of the matter is that had he agreed to sentence Mr. Enriquez Gil as far below the guidelines as you suggest, he would have been doing something wild because I don't know how he could have ever justified a reduction of almost 75% from the bottom of the guidelines.
Judge, and I think that sentence was, and I did not represent Mr. Enriquez Gil in the district court, but it is my understanding that what they did is they took the difference of what the sentence would have been if it was not an 16-level enhancement, only an 8-level enhancement, and that's where that 12 to 18 range came in. Unless the court has any other questions.
Thank you, Mr. Carlson.
Good morning. May it please the court. I'm prepared to submit the case on the briefs, unless the court has any questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And thank you to Mr. Carlson. Were you appointed?
Yes, Your Honor.
We thank you for your efforts on behalf of your client, and the court will be in recess.